According to Peter Bernstein, the prosperity of the Western capitalist world can be traced to a series of intellectual breakthroughs. The reason that we can have investments and stock markets and the economic growth that they permit is, he says, that we understand the concepts of probability and risk management. Bernstein is an economic counselor and an advisor to institutional investors. He has written a book about how we came to regard risk as something that we can manage and thus make orderly, if imperfect, judgments about future events. Events as simple as a tossed penny coming up heads, or as complex as the stock market going above, say, 6,000. His book is called Against the Gods, and it's about the thinkers from Fibonacci to Nobel laureate Harry Markowitz who contributed to our ability to anticipate outcomes. It's also about such critical events as the replacement of cumbersome Roman numerals with Arabic numbers.
The Arabic numerals made many different kinds of mathematics possible that were essentially people couldn't deal with when they used letters as numerals. The lettering system, the old system, was used primarily to record the result of calculations. But once we have numbers that we can look at and manipulate, we calculate with the numbers, and it opens up an entirely new vista. And since risk is in many cases the figuring odds, whether it's in gambling or the likelihood that my favorite stock will go up this year, having numbers made just an enormous difference.
Why, if the numbers that enabled this new way of thinking came to Europe from the East, why then didn't the civilizations that had these numbers at hand first develop the same concepts first?
The most interesting thesis that I found to explain it is that in the West, experimentation and exploration seemed to have been a much more natural part of life than it was in other parts of the world or in earlier moments in the world. It's a real philosophical shift. It begins to happen In the Renaissance, and it's amazing that all the billions of years of human history that nobody really figured out the laws of probability until we get to the Renaissance. But once that happened, then things moved very rapidly, and just about all of the tools of risk management that we know today were developed in 50 to 60 years between 1650 and 1700.
I was amused by how many of the people, particularly back in 17th century France, who are crucial to the development of number theory and later with it risk and the understanding of probability, are really mostly concerned about gambling.
Yeah, the early people who worked on this even in the 1500s and again in the 1600s were compulsive gamblers, but also mathematicians and fascinated by the process. My favorite is Pascal. He's 1650, 1660, who thought about whether God is or God is not and reduced that to a toss of a coin way out there at the edge of infinity, and you have to bet whether it's going to be heads or tails, whether when you get to infinity you're going to find out whether God is or God is not. And how do you manage the risk in that bet?
Yes, I mean, didn't Pascal conclude that if you bet he isn't and he is, that the risk you suffer is much greater than if you bet that he is and he isn't?
That's correct. That's exactly right. The important point about that is that Pascal said that risk is not just probabilities, but also consequences. He said, I really don't know whether God is or God is not. But if he is, and I act as though he's not, I'm going to suffer eternal damnation. Whereas if I act as though he is, I may miss some of the goodies in life, but at least I'm not taking the risk of eternal damnation. So consequences of decisions are just as important as probabilities of outcomes.
One of the great measurers in your story is the Victorian, Sir Francis Galton.
Galton was a Victorian, a gentleman, an amateur mathematician, and a measurement freak. His real very important contribution was the discovery of something that we call regression to the mean, or the notion that there's a normal to which things will return. One should keep this in mind as an investor, that what goes up will come down.
Well, Mr. Bernstein, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Peter Bernstein's book about risk management is called Against the Gods.